Derek Mitchell is the American ambassador to Burma, and he's really the man who's been the driving force behind the rapprochement between the two countries. Would there be consequences if those reforms took a step backwards?
Yes, we have to, of course, be realistic that there'll be steps forward and steps back, and it's never an easy process, these transitions. So we have to be patient, we have to be realistic. But we've been quite clear about the types of things we want to see, we would need to see in order to feel comfortable fully normalizing the relationship. But if, as you say, a dramatic shift backwards, then we would be reassessing based on that. But those are all hypotheticals. And right now, our focus is on continuing what we see, the direction that we see things moving in, and to be partners in their reform.
The big question in my mind and lots of people's minds is, and you probably know the answer better than anyone because you've been so pivotal in leading these efforts and talking to the government here, why is this all happening?
Well, you have to ask the government that. I mean, they say, look, we've been on this path for some time. You didn't see it. We had seven steps to democracy that they had put forward about a decade ago. But I think they have decided that the path they were on was not good for the country. I think they believe that it is not good for their national security, it's not good for their national development, and that they're falling behind the region, falling behind their neighbors, and that is weakening the country. So they are taking a different path. And
do you think it's genuine? Do you think they're genuine about it?
I think there's a genuine desire for change. I think there are differences in degree, differences in pace, and there are certainly regressive elements, folks who may be uncomfortable with the situation as it's moving. And again, the president's visit, our whole policy is based on empowering those and showing just to everybody within the leadership and in the country that moving in this direction will get you more. But I think, of course, there is a very strong undercurrent there. I don't think you can dismiss the fact that there are people that are not entirely comfortable with either the pace or the nature of this change. Could be in the military, there could be people out of the military but still have that old mindset. They remain in place. This is not a full-blown revolution. This is an evolution, so it's going to have to go step by step. The question of the military still is out there. The constitutional prerogatives are still there, and they are pretty consequential in terms of being able to block reform and create problems, particularly leading to 2015 but beyond. So the military will have to get comfortable with the fact of civilian leadership, which it is today, and they're going to have to give up those levers of power in order to allow this process that the people clearly want. The question is, what is their alternative, and are they going to get out of the way?
I mean, you personally have been involved in this whole process very, very closely. I mean, did you ever think, for example, a year and a half ago that you'd get to the point we're at now?
The short answer is no, I don't think so. I don't think anybody expected certainly this pace or even anything remotely what we're seeing today. Before my current job, I was the special envoy here, and I just felt this was a heartfelt issue, something I felt very deeply about from my time in the 1990s working it. But I didn't really expect a whole lot of change during my time, but I'm obviously very heartened and very honored.
It's quite a difficult country to operate in lots of ways because it's starting from such a low base, and you know, there isn't the infrastructure. Getting things done is quite difficult. I mean, have you noticed a big change in your time here in just, you know, that question, getting things done, making things happen, and just sort of operating in this country?
Well, the traffic is terrible. And I tell you, every week it gets worse, which is one thing you notice.
It doesn't bode well for the future as people start making a bit more money.
Yeah, and they're opening up, I think, the car market, lowering the taxes. So it's not going to get any easier. It's a little easier in the sense that we have people we know who we can work with, and they want us engaged. So they're facilitating it to some degree. But no, I mean, it's very difficult in this environment. We have different cultures of the way we operate. Doing the work in preparation for the president's visit as well, it was a clash of two different ways of doing things. We're used to doing these presidential visits. They've never had one.
Just one final question, and it comes down to terminology. We in the BBC call it Burma. We talk about Rangoon, and so does the US. And yet the president talked about Yangon and even said Myanmar. Well, what's going on? Right. Which is it?
Well, this is an issue we are going to, I think both of our countries are going to have to figure out soon. It would being twisted in pretzels here, trying to say the right terminology and trying to show respect because...
Myanmar was a deliberate reference yesterday.
He was showing respect to his host. He was sitting next to Thein Sein. It is very important to them that the terminology of Myanmar, Yangon, is used. He used it privately as well, which is what we hadn't done that so much in the past. But, you know, look, I think we are going to have to deal with this issue in time to show respect to the will of the people so that the people decide and we follow.
The U.S. ambassador in Burma, Derek Mitchell.